Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
So we're watching The End of Time, part one, and the Master is just manifested in a prison, and then the prison exploded. David Harewood is watching the footage of Broadfell Prison. Oh, that's what it's called. Broadfell Prison, the night that it burned down, and there's a figure running through the flames, and he's showing it to a woman who asks if he survived, and she says, "That would be such a Christmas present." And he says, "Just leave it to Daddy." So obviously they're father and daughter introducing their relationship. Thank you. He goes into this big, massive room, which has like a glass domed roof full of technical bits and bobs and scientists in white coats, and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, help is at hand. Christmas is cancelled. Prepare the gate." And there's this weird arch thing made up of lashed up technology and cables, and there's like energy arcing along it. Wilf is at home and he's yelling upstairs that he's just going out for a snifter, a little Christmas drink. He's wearing a beanie and double novelty reindeer antlers. Like, one pair wasn't enough. He had to wear two. It's very Wilf. In the street, he calls someone on his phone and they use the call sign paratroops, paratroop one to paratroop three or something stupid. They've organized something for 1,300 hours. And then a bus pulls up and he does like a little dance to get onto it. He's mad. And there's a bunch of other old people on the bus. Oh, June Whitfield's in this. I forgot. Oh, cute. I love Adina's mum. Wilf is describing the doctor, you know, the suit he wears and everything, and then also says to be on the lookout for an old-style police box. And June Whitfield's like, "Oh, I got locked up inside one of those on New Year's Eve 1962. And then a guy at the back of the bus says, "Were you misbehaving?" And she goes, "I certainly was." she's called Minnie, apparently. Oh, so cute. The bus is decorated with tinsel because it's Christmas. There is a bus in Sydney that they decorate with tinsel. I don't know if it's just the one. I caught it once last year and it was adorable. Maybe that was the year before. So cute. I loved it. And then I saw it the other day go past my house and I was like, "Oh, no. If only I could get on the bus." It was like, you know, after Christmas. So I'm like, "Shouldn't you take those out? Decorations down there." I mean, you know, it'll probably be like that for months. Like, the buses around here, I think, still have the Movember mustaches on them. Well into April. So Wilf wants all of the old people on the bus to ring around looking for the doctor. They call it the grey cloak because, you know, they all know someone who knows someone who knows someone. Reminds me a bit of Graham at the bus depot when the 13th Doctor wanted him to find out if anything weird had been going on. So Wilf says they've all been having bad dreams that they can't remember, so they need the doctor, but he doesn't really explain who the doctor is or what he does. Then there's a food van dishing up what looks like a tip. and there's only two people waiting for lunch. Not a savoury place to be selling lunch. It's a charity food van. I thought it was like, this is a weird place to set up shop. And there's like just two kind of homeless people who are getting food. And there's a man in a hoodie coming towards it. And the woman in the van is, while she's dishing out her buddies, she's like, there's going to be a broadcast. President Obama promises to end the recession. Whew, 13 years ago there was a recession? I feel like we're living through it all again. I mean, it is four Doctor Who's ago. It's old. Imagine that was how we counted time. How many Doctor Who's ago was it? I was like six Doctor Who's ago. It was like back in the olden days. I know, I'm losing my mind here. So the guy with the hoodie turns up, is watching them walk off, and the woman in the van asks if she can get him anything. And it's the master, John Sim, and he says everything. Then he takes off his hood and he's bleached his hair at some point. Oh, maybe that's like an effect of being resurrected and broken. I don't know. And he goes, I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. There's creepy music, so we know that being hungry is bad. And then he starts laughing maniacally, as is his wont. I mean, the master always kind of had a wry chuckle, but John Sim has like quite a cackle going on. So the guys who just got their burgers are sitting on these discarded car seats in front of a bin fire. Seems a delightful place to hang out. And they're talking about the financial scheme that Obama has. Apparently, it's, you know, going to solve everything. But he's like, it probably won't reach down to us. When the master lands on a chair behind them, as if he's been dropped from above, he's hoeing into his burger. He's like, I'm starving. And he kind of races through. He's like, blah, 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 which is how I eat. So I didn't find this very, very unfortunate or weird. The older homeless guy goes, no, you got to make it last. Like, if you take your time, you can make it last all day. I get the impulse, though. The master starts listing the food he wants to eat. Like, you know, all the Christmas stuff. You know, turkey and gravy and this and that and the other thing. And the old guy's like, oh, we better get going. The young guy says, hey, you look a lot like Harold Saxon, that bloke that went mad. And the master says, isn't that funny? The master of disguise stuck looking like the old prime minister. Then he laughs and he says, I can't hide anywhere. And then he goes, the doctor can smell me. And he starts rubbing his face with the burger wrapper. The old guy tells the younger one, who's apparently called Ginger, to come with him right now. The master says, look at me. I'm hilarious. I'm splitting my sides. And then as he says that, his skeleton starts glowing and the rest of him turns transparent. The homeless guys run off and the master stands up. The guys reach the van where they got the food from and they call out and they see with horror that there's just skeletons behind the counter in the food van, and the master yells out, dinner time! And he jumps into the sky and starts descending straight towards the screaming homeless guys. Oh, this is no good. The doctor's standing overlooking a dump site, and the master sniffs the air. Then he bangs a bin four times and the doctor can hear it and runs off towards it. The master and the doctor run around dockyards and rail yards and dumps. It's just like this endless weird chase scene that seems to have no point other than to pad out the time. Then the doctor sees the master on top of a pile of rocks and the master leaps into the air like Superman and flies away. And then they're chasing each other around stacks of girders, more running around. The doctor's like, please let me help. You're burning up your own life force. And the master goes all skeleton again and he runs and the doctor chases some more. Then Wilf and the old people arrive and say, hi. The doctor looks for the master, but he's gone. Minnie explains that the silver cloak worked and runs through all the people who rang each other up to find the doctor. Wilf and the doctor salute each other. And then Minnie, who claims she's called Minnie the Menace, says the doctor's dishy and she wants a photo. Then all the old people crowd around for a picture of the doctor. The doctor's like, I'm a bit busy. And Minnie grabs him on the bum. Then they give the doctor a lift in the old people's van to a cafe. And the doctor's like, why here? We passed 15 other cafes on the way here. And at the cafe, Wilf is reminiscing about, you know, the times they have spent together. And the doctor is impassive. Wilf's like, he's been having nightmares. And the doctor wants to know who he is. And he's like, people search for me for years and never find me. And you managed to find me in a couple of hours. Plus, we keep meeting over and over. It's like we're connected. And then the doctor has a big pause and says he's going to die. He's been told. And he's been told he will knock four times. It was a prophecy. And Wilf brings up regeneration. And the doctor's like, I can still die if I'm killed before regeneration. I'm still dead. And he's like, even when I change, it feels like dying. Like, everything I am dies and some new man goes sauntering away and then I'm dead. Oh, it's powerful. And then they see Donna out the window. And this is why Wilf wanted to go to this particular cafe, because he wants the doctor to bring her memory back. He's like, just go out and say hello up the street. And the doctor's like, if she remembers, her mind will burn and she will die. And then Donna's yelling at a parking officer and her fiancé, Sean, comes out and helps her with the bags. And the doctor's like, he's called Sean Temple. He goes, she's not going to be called Noble Temple, is she? Sounds like a tourist spot. And Wilf said, no, Temple Noble. And he's like, she's happy. They're not well off, but sometimes he sees a look on her face like she's sad and she can't remember why. Oh, poor Donna. This is devastating.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.